Hello and welcome to episode 13 of Character Flaw. I am your host and Dungeon Master Charles, and joining us today we have...
I am Josh. I'm playing the breathtaking Balthazar, Dragonborn Sorcerer.
My name is Tristan. I'm playing as Ariel, the Elven Ranger.
I'm RC, and I'm playing Sato, the Crispy Rogue.
Abundance!
I'm Demi, and I'm playing Fen, the Dragonborn Paladin.
We are going to be playing a game of Dungeons & Dragons on the 5th edition engine in a homebrewed steampunk Far Eastern setting called Ryunoji. Last time on Character Flaw, Vicious and Delicious set out to find the Phoenixes and discovered a small complex underneath the inn with the red roof, where they found a machine that was repeatedly hammering a wall, causing the wall to fracture. Ariel smelled a hint of rotting eggs, but generally ignored it. VD then proceeded down one of the tunnels and rescued one of the Phoenixes from a group of Eyes of the Dragon. They managed to capture one of those Eyes of the Dragon and proceeded to totally botch their attempt at torture again, killing him by pouring magma on the poor guy. On their way back to find more Phoenixes, they were met with the overwhelming stench of rotting eggs, and Sato decided it was time to stop the machine by jamming a metal rod into the gears, causing sparks and a big boom. So, BTB, you're down right now.
Yes.
So, let's get a death save from you.
BTB's down, and I'm 3 for 3.
Ooh, I was so close to a nat 20, but it was an 8.
It was an 8?
It rolled off a 20.
That's one failure for BTB.
I'm gonna go over and heal him.
Wait, give me a chance.
Okay.
Fen, do what you're gonna do.
I'm gonna go over and heal him.
Okay, so how much are you healing him for?
That's a good question, isn't it?
Infinity.
Yep.
42.
That'd be good. I'll need 18.
Plus the modifier, right? Yeah, so it's an 8.
All right, so that's 8. So you have 8 HP now, BTB. You wake up. And right now, also, the room is just covered in soot.
That makes for good in the game, but I am coughing.
So the room right now is covered in soot. You guys are hearing a bunch of commotion coming from up above now. And, well, that boom was really big enough that besides just the massive fireball that enveloped your room, there was just an earth-shattering, ground-shaking earthquake.
I didn't hear that, though, right?
No. You feel it right now.
Oh, so it's continuing.
Yes.
Are we blasting off? Is this town going
Team
into
Rocket's
space?
Blasting off again.
No, Team VD is blasting off again.
Yeah. I'd love to just like turn this immediately into some kind of spaceship because we blasted a segment of the Earth.
Go to the moon. It's not gay if it's on.
Let me know. I walk into towns, I bring the boom.
I'm going to clean myself off.
Empirically true from every town that I've ever seen RC play in a game of D&D.
I always walk into a town, I find something to fuck up. Always on a large scale, too. It's never something tiny.
So,
prestidigitation, my robe's clean.
Prestidigitation yourself clean, let everybody else be covered in soot.
Hey, I'll just blend into the night better.
All right. You guys hear a lot of commotion coming from the trapdoor above.
We still have the other tunnel.
I'm just going to go down the tunnel. They're like, nope.
What kind of commotion?
Like people screaming.
Oh, yeah, fuck that. I'm not going up there.
Nope.
I'm going to look at some dead kids again? Fuck that. That's a bummer.
Now, you just see Arya point at the trap door and just go, nope.
While me, the player, I'm really thrilled that I did this. Sato is freaking out because he probably just committed mass genocide.
Do we know that you caused this or was it could have been
coincidental? Oh, no, I caused this.
I know.
Whatever he did, it triggered.
You'd think that. Things can happen at the same time.
That precise, though?
Sure.
Right.
There's nothing but coincidence in life. People that say, oh no, this is like divine intervention. Fuck that. It's just coincidence. You're just convinced you did
something. Yeah, I don't. I'm not into that.
I'm just saying.
It is divine.
So you guys going up that ladder?
I don't know. I do not feel like going anywhere near that right now.
Going down the tunnel.
We got some unexplored areas. We can go.
Yeah, let's go down one other tunnel.
That don't have screaming.
I'm concerned with what just happened.
Then you
though.
Go upstairs.
Fine.
Fen,
I will.
All right, so Fen is going up the ladder. So Fen climbs back up the ladder and opens the trap door. And currently... everything seems okay, except it's really dark for the middle of the day.
You're in conference room B.
The best poker face ever.
Okay.
What you viewers can't see is I just have the biggest shit-eating grin on my face. It's so good.
So it is dark.
Is there a window in the room?
Yes.
Okay, can I go look through the window?
So looking out the window, you look up and you just see black smoke and soot out above the city. And if you actually want to, like, go outside, you could get out this window pretty easily to see what's really going on.
People still screaming.
I don't want to split the party at the same time that this is absolutely what Fenn would do.
Be true to Fenn.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to get out the window.
So, out the window, you turn, you look, and behind the giant obsidian dome, you see just fire and lava being spewed up into the atmosphere.
Oh.
Did the volcano activate or some shit? Oh,
the volcano is erupting.
Fucking, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, boy.
Fuck. I mean, that guy's gonna be really happy with us.
Like I said, he's gonna be my new fucking best friend.
Oh, you mean Mafnar?
Mafnar, yes. Yeah.
Hold
buddy.
On, I need to check something real quick.
No. Oh, is he okay? Because he was at fucking ground zero.
That's true.
Probably he was at ground zero.
He's resistant as fuck. He's fine.
I'm resistant as fuck, and I still
fucking... His armor is obsidian. I mean...
You're level two. He's a giant.
Yeah.
Point.
So many rolls.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Almost halfway there.
Super Jesus.
Okay.
What did you do?
I just solved our entire problem.
No, you made a bigger problem.
Okay. No, I didn't.
I'd say you solved about half.
I just cleansed the whole thing off the planet.
The Irish dragon.
Well, now we don't have to do the chili cook-off.
Purify and salt the earth.
It is spicy out there.
Yeah, no, he's dead.
Are you fucking kidding? Well, obviously we don't know.
We don't know that shit, but damn boy.
Yeah, no, Mafnar's dead. He was in the volcano when it exploded, so he got thrown up in the atmosphere.
Did he give like a yell that's like VD?
No, he didn't know our name.
Like the dean from Animal House. Like.
No. What is that from The Princess Bride? That's the sound of like a thousand things of suffering or whatever.
Yeah.
My heart made that same noise the day my father died.
Just imagine like flying up slowly. David Bowie is singing in the background. Space Oddity.
So, yeah.
Still going slowly down.
Anyway, back to what we were doing.
What's happening at street level?
People are freaking out, screaming. They're all running towards the temple.
Cool.
So they're going towards where all the volcanic shit is spewed?
Well, the temple is actually a safe area. There's a reason why that giant obsidian dome exists. Okay. It was crafted by the gods to help protect them from the volcano.
So this god's right. This
fuck you.
This gods. Hotel, this inn, this Red Roof Inn is is intact at the moment.
Currently, yes.
For now.
Light it on.
You're so lucky I'm not there.
Like, this see this world? I want it painted black.
No.
Yes, that was what I was aiming for.
Lonely bard outside.
Just the Titanic band playing the ship down.
Yeah, basically.
Playing painted black.
I mean...
Oh, dude.
There's not much I can do right now.
So good on string instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are we going up there with her? I say to both
of
you.
At this point,
in the tunnel.
She went up, and then you guys heard her like climb out the window.
Yeah, then I'm looking at you two dipshits like, so... Is that what we're doing, or...?
Well, I mean, the phoenix, though, man. I mean, Mathnar is going to really want those phoenixes back.
We
don't know that shit yet.
We know.
Sato's concerned. He wants to go. He's going up.
Sato's got to protect Fenn.
Wait, so... When he flew up into the air, is he going to hit in a second? Like, are we going to hear, like, another... Doof, and be like, nah.
Oh, no, please. Please let him just fall on the inn.
She'll die. She's pretty close.
Still, I'm like standing right outside.
We're in like the first thing below it, so it's going to squish us.
So, you guys going to get out of the inn?
Might as well.
I cosmically want this to happen, but Sato is really scared right now.
Yeah.
If that's where we're going,
I'm
just asking. I'm
gonna climb back in the window.
You see us coming up then.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's going on up there?
The Phoenix will be fine.
Ben, but... everything okay up there?
No.
No.
It's really not. No. It's really not okay. Look, and I'm gonna like point to the window.
I can't see it yet.
Yeah, you guys, yeah. It's dark up there, by the way.
I go up there and point, look at the window, and I just go, holy shit.
Yeah, you look out the window. It's
Sato, you done fucked up now, boy.
Did I?
Sato, you done fucked up.
I'm just gonna like cautiously peek through the window.
No, man, you don't want to see this shit.
You notice that the volcano has erupted.
What should we do?
Cry.
I mean... What can we do?
Create.
What? Okay, let's stand around and re-ask my questions.
I suggest we make
I start laughing. I'm like, I'm just fucking with you.
This really isn't the time.
I'm going to find the best possible way to get myself out. I don't want to be here anymore.
Okay.
Just
going to
leave all of us.
What do you mean by get out? Like, leave Yogan?
Yes.
You're just going to leave us?
If people find out that I did this...
Nobody's gonna find out.
Nobody knows what happened.
As far as they know, the Dragon's Eyes have been planning this.
Snitches get stitches, dog.
Yeah.
We got you,
man. Don't worry.
Right now, there are three people in the universe that know you did this.
And they're your best
and
best
all
friends.
The spirits.
All the spirits.
I can't really say anything for the spirits, but...
We'll call Ghostbusters if they start snitching.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Look, the spirit of assassination is... smiling at me right now.
I mean, what can we do? We can't stop a volcano from erupting.
Well, we can go underneath the big thing.
But
I mean, we can help. The best thing we can do right now is help the town.
Everyone's going to be fine. I mean, there's that giant obsidian dome.
Yeah, then we'll go there.
We're going to be...
They're all going there. Look at them. Like little ants. They're like ants to me.
What is this?
Town for ants.
What do we?
Well, he's not wrong.
Well,
I say we go to the dome.
Sure.
Because then if the lava spills down, it won't spill down.
I don't want that phoenix to be stuck down there.
I say yeah. I say go down.
That phoenix is either dead or gonna die, no matter what we do.
Well,
we.
But the feathers, though.
Characters for the game don't know that Mafnar is dead.
Yeah.
We don't know that he's
true,
dead yet.
But we do know that if we go back underground, we either need to stay under there for almost ever. And never come up, because this lava is going to end up coming over to where we are.
That's true.
Or we need to get to a safer place than under there.
I'm you sure hear a massive crash through the building just outside the conference room.
I want to investigate.
I'm going to investigate that shit.
I don't think
we're
in Kansas
please
anymore.
Please tell me.
You guys move over and slide the door open, and you see a Mafnar impaled through with about four different support beams. And the head, just lifeless eyes, looking directly into the conference room.
I start
like,
cleaning.
Leaning back.
I look to BTB and like, well, congratulations. You know,
gross,
Genma
gross,
is
gross,
probably
gross,
dead.
Gross.
Where was Genma?
He was in his room. He was in the top floor in his room.
The top floor? Oh, fuck.
That actually, you noticed that...
That motherfucker dead.
You noticed that I don't look super happy about that. That's not what I wanted.
I see Mafnar and I fall to my knees. I'm just, I don't know what to do anymore.
I believe.
I'm like, I'm genuinely shocked right now and like, Sato just cannot compute.
I just close the door slowly.
Slowly close the...
Slowly slide it back shut.
The paper door, just close it. It's okay.
You can still see, like, it's still
like, kind of
like
it.
You definitely still see the silhouette.
You just zoom out, and that's all there is that one wall.
He's just hanging over the side.
You see the head on top of the wall.
You see the rest of the body above the door. But...
Yeah. Okay, let's go out the window then.
But the Phoenix.
We're going to go to the dome, right? Don't be a dumbass, dude. We're going to get melted.
But the fucking feathers.
Go for your feathers. I'm going to go to the dome.
God
bye.
Right about this moment is when you guys hear another huge explosion. And looking, there is a huge ball of superheated gas that is rising out of the volcano with magma starting to flow directly towards the village. So if you're going to go, you need to make a choice.
Oh my god.
We need to get Tazpa. We need to get on Common and...
They're all going to be there, dude.
But I don't, what about Tazpa? I don't think she hears
Look at the fucking town is rushing to this thing. Right?
I highly doubt, because Tazpa's fucking underground dealing with all that mechanics and shit. You know what? Fuck you in, Emily.
Going towards
I'm out of here. That's why I'm walking.
I don't know who Emily is.
I don't know where I'm walking. I'm just walking.
Where is Ariel going then?
I'm walking.
In a circle, you're in the conference room.
which way are you walking then?
Outside.
Okay, then you're going with me.
Okay, so you get outside. Now where are you walking?
I guess to the dome.
To the dome. All right.
I'm just going to stumble behind.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to herd Sato. And she'd be like, come, it's buddy, come on. We got to go.
One time I try to be fucking nice and shit and all this shit's going on, man. Fuck this.
When were you trying to be nice?
Yeah,
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to myself.
I'm standing right next to you.
There's this one family that, as you guys are walking that direction, runs up and goes, Justicar, what do we do?
The temple. To go to the temple.
Okay, where is it? We're not from town. And you see them, they're wearing the chili cook-off shirts and all of that. They don't know what they're doing.
Fuck you, tourist! And push them down.
We're going to the temple anyway, right? Are we going to the temple?
I just kind of lazily point at the dome, just like, over there.
Well, if we're going to the temple, I'm just going to, bring them with us.
All right, so the party moves their way towards the temple. You get some people following. People see a Justicar and they're like, Justicar, thank you. And just immediately yes, this way.
I have the cones.
Yes.
jog ahead a little bit. I don't want to hear all these fucking idiots.
The airport cones, you start talking in English and then in Spanish.
Yeah.
Crying about how they're scared.
Draconic, elvish,
Just giving the directions and all of them, the two-finger point to make sure you don't offend anyone. Okay. So you make it to the base of the temple, and there are a bunch of Justicars and guards that were hired for this that are all ushering people into the temple. And it's right about this point that as people are starting to rush, the superheated gas and the magma, you see the gas start to move over the back edge of the dome and feel the heat of the magma. And while people are starting to come in, you hear a call from behind you. We have to close it now or nothing will work.
Oh, shit.
And people are starting to run. The Justicars that are at the gate for the temple are telling people, run quickly. A couple people are running. There's a couple people that fall over and it just turns into a trample as the Justicars are starting to slowly pull the gates closed.
Do we go into the temple or do we fucking leave? Yeah, we have to decide right now.
I'm going to the temple. That's fuck where it. Yeah, I'm already temple. In there. Fuck that.
Okay.
BGB's like, thank you. I
went
here.
Ahead of you because I was tired of hearing these fucking assholes here we go. dumbass, where do you think you go? Look at the one place that's not covered in magma yet.
Yeah, I want to try to stand at the back and make sure, at this point, the most amount of people get in.
So there are a couple of people that Fen, helps up to their feet and tries to go. You see a couple people getting trampled and, try and push your way through and get there. You manage to save 4 or 5 extra people, but the gates are almost closed and one of the Justicars is yelling, Justicar, quickly!
Yeah, I'm going to try to take as many people as I can, but I want to fucking get in.
So... right about this point, it closes, and there's silence. Just silence. The ground isn't shaking, and you guys see the gas roll over, and almost like there's a magical barrier around the half of the dome that extends all the way out, the gas flows over and down onto the town. Buildings set ablaze by the superheated gas, and... the magma begins to roll around and take out some of the businesses. People try and stay close to the dome, but those that didn't make it into the temple aren't making it. BTB, you feel a tugging at the back of your robe.
Hey, get off me!
And as you do that, you turn and it's just, oh, sorry, Mr. Balthazar.
Oh, Steven.
Oh, thank Christ.
God damn it.
I knew you'd make it, buddy.
We're here. We're over in one of the corners.
hopefully the best corner.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Fuck yeah.
We all came to start working on the chili, so.
Oh, we don't worry about the chili anymore, Steven. It's fine.
I kind of figured.
Yeah. Well, but did you finish it?
It's not done quite yet.
We completely forgot about the peppers.
I would have finished it. I'm just. Steven, have you been practicing your prestidigitation? I know there's a lot going on. Let's just talk about something else.
It's
been
not,
a long day full of fire for me. I'd rather not.
It's not working yet, no.
Okay. You'll get there.
I hope so. It'd be cool.
It will be. It'll be so cool, Steven.
Go ahead. What do you want?
I was going to say, what's the area that we're in right now?
So the temple here is actually pretty big. If you remember what I was talking about earlier, there are a few like really large temples themselves, but the whole temple area is gated out, and this dome is huge. It's like the back of an amphitheater that was almost formed naturally. It's really big, and honestly, everyone can fit in here. It's going to be a little bit cramped, but everyone that was there for the festival can fit within the grounds. So there's room to move around a little bit, to have a little bit of space, but I mean, the problem is that even though there's some kind of magic protecting the temple, you can still see everything going on outside.
Can I try to look for, the people that we've met so far?
Okay, who are you looking for?
Like, literally, like, the armor dude, the guy who is making, like, the blacksmith.
Screw those guys, where's Tasma?
Yeah, well, obviously I was gonna get to Tasma, come
the
on.
The butcher, the baker. The stick maker.
What was Hef?
You're probably too young to know that song.
Hef? Is that his name? Hef yep. Huner?
Yeah, Hef Huner.
Alright, roll an investigation check.
Like, pleasure and also uncommon want to look. And everything. Tasma, obviously. Right.
Can I assist? Because I want to look
yes.
too.
Yes.
I'll help too.
Fuck that.
God. Okay.
Ooh. Okay. 22.
What 22? Did that with?
9.
9?
You got plus 2.
Okay.
18.
So you guys do manage to find Pleasure as well as Clarence and Jeffrey.
Oh yeah.
Pleasure does not know where Uncommon is.
No. Okay, what about Tasma though?
And you also are not finding Tasma.
No.
Oh, so yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. I try to you know what?
BTB. Oh. BTB.
We wouldn't have made it
into
the temple.
Glorious Genma made it.
God damn it.
You do see a sigh of relief.
However, Aria, one other person that you were looking for that no one else was,
yeah, girl.
You don't see Posumin anywhere. That's your trees, man.
Is that your dealer? Yeah.
Is that your dealer? Yeah.
I just try to walk around, try to find him, try to search as best I could.
They don't know, and the Justicars haven't seen him.
I'm gonna cry. Oh my god.
I mean,
god.
At least the better of the two horned winches.
Wow!
I just
she's wow. way better.
We wow.
oh,
my
god. Oh yeah, Uncommon was so funny. Fuck her,
bruh.
Wow. Spit my food. What?
You insulted her first,
bruh.
It's the thought that counts. And you
once
think
I realize
about
that I can't find Tasma, Uncommon, or Posumin, I
have a sigh of relief.
No.
Punch you.
I try to
not
find like
kidding.
The quietest spot I could find and just kind of cry.
Just break down.
Yeah, I break down. Like I not pretty tears, like ugly ass.
Just ugly crying.
Like I'm trying to punch walls. I'm pissed.
There are a lot of people feeling what you're feeling right now.
I'm glad I got
among
my own
the people
corner.
That made it. Fen, about 30 minutes after everyone got in here, one of the Justicars comes and finds you and says, Nazavur would like to speak with you.
Okay, who is that?
That's the high priest, the temple elder.
Oh, okay. Lead the way.
You and the rest of Vicious and Delicious?
Yep, that's me.
I'm not moving. Aria's not moving. You guys don't know where I am, but I'm not moving.
So, whoever is willing to go can go to this meeting.
No.
No? Alright, so... one other thing I'll mention. Sato, don't worry. She made it.
Mm. But Taz was not here?
Seiko made it. Don't worry. Don't you worry. Anyway.
Right on time.
So, you guys are brought...
We'll never stop.
You guys are brought up
Who is going with me? I mean,
if you're coming over and getting me and telling me to go, I'll go.
Sato is still processing all of this, and he just sees you start walking off, and I'm just gonna...
A bunch of people I don't care about are dead. Like, whoop.
Ariel.
No.
Steven's alive. Okay.
I'm gonna ask like one of the Justicars and be like, hey, that's mine. Can you make sure he's okay? Or at least just like, you know, doesn't hurt himself. And
you see me like grabbing a dagger out of nowhere, so I'm cutting myself.
Oh no.
The Justicar agrees and then like walks over and takes the dagger away from Arya.
Okay.
And he shows him no. You're going horizontal. You want vertical.
Sideways for attention, long ways for results.
Yeah. Down the track, not across the street.
Yeah.
The Justicar takes the dagger and then does lay on hands and heals all the cuts over immediately. Aww. Just like, no.
There you go, buddy.
Are we passing?
So the other Justicar brings you into the High Temple, basically the one where the bones are normally kept on display. And upon going in, you notice that they are not there.
Ooh, they got melted.
And you see a very worried-looking red dragonborn in the robes of the temple elder.
Yeah, they didn't get very far, I'm sure.
So you are vicious and delicious.
Yeah, well, 3/4 of it.
God damn it.
Aren't we, like, half of it? Or you did show
no,
up?
I'm just
we're
3/4.
This oh, is you a, took that.
Yeah, he followed me.
You guys are there. I'm just like, God damn it.
Okay.
That name is spreading around too much.
It's so good.
It's amazing.
It's like a $2 whore. It's just
Ben hates it, but Demi loves it. VD, like
VD spreads.
I have a request.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Wait, what's yours?
One that I will implore upon the Justicar, but the others offer payment.
Hey, yeah, there you go.
The bones of Yogan Suryu were left along the parade route at one of the shrines.
They're gone.
Without them, the barrier will fall.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
If this does directly affect me, I am in.
How do we get out?
Well, that's
just
true.
Lava.
I'm sure they're gonna have, like, charms or something.
I have been praying to the spirits and have been granted enough power to help you weather the elements.
It's not weather, it's fire.
Yes, I have heard of your machinations, shall we say.
The fuck is that?
You almost killing my Steven?
Nah, he knows what that is.
I will grant you this power in exchange for your help.
Is it in, like, perpetuity?
I can't guarantee that. That is up to the spirits.
Ah, fuck.
We'll be fine.
Nah, those things...
Mine probably won't even work.
Yeah, I'm fine. That's what I'm concerned about.
You're like, yeah, this is a new power I will have forever.
Yeah, exactly.
I accept the task, but I refuse the payment.
I'll take his payment. It's only fair, you asshole.
Is there not... Where is the last member of your group?
He's not having a good time.
He'll be with us, though.
Yeah, he'll come.
Bring him.
Go get him. I'm not doing it.
I'll go get him.
You're like, nah.
So I was just gonna plop on the floor and just contemplate.
God.
Now we have two angsty boys.
Someone needs to go grab him. So
I did.
All right, Fen
somebody
goes to grab him.
Mascara running.
All right, so Fen, talk to him.
What you doing, bud?
Just leave me alone right now, please.
Do you want to save this town or what? What's left of this town? You can save a lot more people. We have to do something. After that happened, letting that happen, you're as much responsible for this as the rest of us.
I come over and pull a chair backwards, sit down. Let's rap talk. Let's cut you down, buddy.
Is that really? That's what
whoa,
you're asking?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let me get her out of here. It's a real negative space. Sorry about that.
I just kind of whisper to BTV, just please go away.
I know, right? Please go away. To me, too. Right?
Balthazar, please. I can't right now.
That's all I needed. He's ready. I pick him up.
I'm just numb. I don't let him.
Yes. Oh, I mean, limp weight. I can still carry your ass. I got a plus one. You're a little wafy. I'm fine.
Muppet arms.
I'm letting you pick me up.
Okay, I'm like, just saying. Jesus, I'm definitely going to be like, let's go with your arms. Like,
oh my god.
So, they bring...
Fling a wrist out and, like, blood flies off. You're like, oh, Jesus. What were you doing?
So, they bring Ariel, and...
It's just little legs dragging.
In front of Nazavur, he then sits down and lays out four different relics in front of him.
We didn't get this treatment. Look how special you are.
What?
Nazavur lays out four different trinkets in front of Nazavur, not in front of Ariel.
Even I knew that. Like,
it doesn't matter. I'm trying to convince you to fucking get up.
There is one trinket with the head of a dragon.
Look at that one.
One trinket in the shape of a leaf.
Oh, that's probably yours. I'm not even pointing.
One in the shape of a hood.
I'll be honest, that's not yours.
And one in the shape of a shield.
That's definitely... What the fuck? None of these are mine. Hold on. I'll be right back. Staring at them like...
The dragon one's probably yours.
I mean, we're both dragons.
Yeah, but the shield...
Shield?
Shield.
Dragon. Leaf.
Anyway,
I'm
please...
I'm already a dragon!
Please continue.
But you're a dragon, dragon.
I'm already a dragon. What the fuck are you this for? This will bestow you the power of a dragon. Oh, fuck, bro. Yeah, lay it on me. This is great. Oh, shit, I can feel it working. I'm growing scales. Oh, shit.
My scales have scales.
You guys look. Rawr.
So, as Nazavur sits, he begins to chant and recite a ritual. Divine energy begins to swirl around, where for just a moment, you can almost see a large dragon standing behind him that reaches down and breathes fire. That fire envelops all of you.
Dodge. Like, don't receive the gift. Like,
you may dodge if you wish.
Then I'm gonna walk out of the fucking building and die.
I thought you liked BTV.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
The fire does not burn, but instead cools. And each of you feel the heat and gravity of the situation lessen ever so slightly. You feel your muscles slightly stronger, your knowledge more certain.
Oh.
It's pressure wicking.
And each of those relics lift up and move towards the four of you. The dragon head for BTB.
Mm-hmm.
The leaf for Ariel. The hood for Sato. And the shield for Fen. Do you reach out and grab it?
Absolutely.
Abracadabra.
Like, without hesitation.
Like, how far in front?
Enough.
You
to
can
grab
reach
it.
I'm just gonna, like, flop my forehead against it.
Oh.
Okay.
It's not a brand.
I know.
Now it is.
I just like, okay.
So, yours just, like, drops to the ground. Ariel?
Buddy.
I hesitantly reach out for it. Kind of put my hand back a little bit, and I take it.
Then grab it.
Yeah, I just grab it.
Each of you are now level 3.
Oh, shit, son.
So we will take a quick break for level up and be back with you all in a moment. All right, so welcome back from that short break. Why don't we have everyone say what you did during your level ups? Josh, how did BTB improve?
He now has meta magic skills, which means he can do some cool, like, twisty shit with his spells and make them do different things. And he got some level 2 spells.
All right, cool. And what about Ariel? How did Ariel improve?
I have 3 spell slots now. I got 1 brand new spell, and I switched out my Hail of Thorns with a different spell.
Okay.
And my hit point maximum has been upgraded to a 22.
22. All right.
You also have your little colossal thing or whatever.
Malawana.
Colossus Slayer.
Is that what you picked?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Colossus Slayer. Horde Breaker.
Okay.
I can hit two opponents within the 5 feet of each other in the same hit.
Oh,
bro.
So, like, if I hit one and they're on, like, within 5 feet, I can use, my bow to attack them as well.
That's awesome, that's actually.
And rad. Primeval Awareness.
Yeah, and Primeval Awareness, which basically, within, like, a mile, yeah. or if in my favorite terrain of the 6 miles, I can detect if there's any traps or enemy, or mostly just enemies. And
you got a lot of cool shit.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
All right. Ranger
finally getting rangery.
Yeah.
And what about the rogue? Did you decide to go thief or assassin?
I am now Sado the Assassin.
Oh, God.
And
Sado the Assassin.
My hit point maximum is now 31. I gained the Assassinate perk, which lets me get automatic critical hits on anything that has gone or not gone in a turn yet. I also got proficiency with a disguise kit and a poisoner's kit.
All right.
Also, my my sneak attack has gone up by one extra d6. So I now do 2d6 on a sneak attack.
And your title has the word ass in it twice.
All right. And what about Fen? How did Fenora improve?
My hit points went from a 24 to a 30. I got my oath, which is the Oath of the Crown. I'm very excited. I have 15 lay on hands instead of 10. And then I got all the stuff with my oath. Now I have 3 spell slots instead of 2. And yeah, didn't really change much.
Okay, so
divinity shit's awesome.
Where we last left everybody was them grabbing onto their trinkets and Sado headbutting his trinket and letting it fall to the floor.
I wasn't even headbutting. I was just like, look. I just very lazily rested my forehead against it.
Just tapped it with your forehead. Give it a little headbutt.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just had this spiritual dragon breathe energy onto you, and the four of you were actually the only ones that could see that. You feel stronger. You have some form of knowledge that you didn't before in basic abilities, maybe in spells, and really just more inner power unlocked. You feel like you could take more hits. So, back to all of you. What do you do in reaction to this?
I'd like to swear my oath.
You'd like to swear your oath?
Yes.
To whom would you like to swear your oath?
Jesus Christ.
Our Lord and Savior.
Nazavor looks expectantly.
I don't know how to phrase it. I want to be able to protect as many people as I can and keep this from happening again.
So, what is it you swear? To protect those that cannot protect themselves.
Yes. To be a shield.
To be a shield.
Yeah.
Protect people. Protect society.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. He reaches into his pocket and hands a ring with the crest of the Order of the Justicar on it and hands it to you.
If I put it on, will I go invisible?
No, you won't.
One ring to rule.
Yeah. I'm going to put it on the other hand that I have the Bamato temple ring on.
Okay.
When you put it on, I go invisible because I can now do that. just to fuck with you. Oh shit, now you can't see me anymore.
And then I take it off and you're just like, what the fuck?
As you put the ring on, you feel a bond of divine energy. And Nazavor says, speak your oath into the ring. One more time.
I want to be the shield.
The very best.
Don't ruin this for me.
The number one ever was.
Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your cow.
I'll just bring it into the ring. Da, 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 da.
If I knew the Green Lantern thing, I would absolutely just start singing.
Yeah. In brightest day, in blackest night. No evil shall escape my sight.
Jesus, yes.
Basically.
So, your oath is, I want to be the shield.
Mm-hmm.
The ring itself melds to your finger.
Ouch.
And the area around the crest itself transforms to the shape of a shield.
That's so rad!
You cannot take the shield off.
Okay.
And
cut it off.
With that...
Yeah, why would I want to?
With swearing your oath, you now have all the powers that come associated with that oath.
Yeah.
Now, what you all must do is leave the temple out through the gates. You will be protected for the next few hours from anything that could harm you from the environment. Find the bones, bring them back, so we can protect the people of this village. Now, let's go out and assure the people that someone is here protecting them. Nazavor leads the party out to the steps of the temple, and the Justcars help get everyone's attention. He addresses the public. People of Yogan, the spirits have blessed us with protectors this day. Vicious and delicious.
I go like this. And lick my finger, put on my boot.
I just cover my face.
There is snickering through the crowd. So, Vicious and Delicious are going to go out and bring back the bones of Yogan Suryu and protect us all from this doom that has been brought upon us. The eyes of the dragon have attacked, and we will respond in repose.
Saldo's trying not to cry right now.
Same.
So I present Vicious and Delicious, the breathtaking Balthazar.
My name appears above my head.
Ariel.
His name appears above his head.
Sato.
Nothing.
I'm holding back tears.
And Justicar Fenora.
I don't know how to spell that, so it just says Fen.
Cool.
I don't know how to spell either of those words.
Do any of you have something to say to the people?
Sup?
I walk towards the door.
I leave.
New community address, who dis?
So, at this point, the party walks down the steps and out into the hellscape beyond the temple. On the way out, Sato is pulled aside for just a moment by Seiko.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She pulls him very close and whispers in his ear, "Chicken pot pie under the cherry blossoms at fall."
What?
And Sato, all of a sudden, in your head, memories flash before your eyes. Training you don't remember having of sneaking up behind others.
Sleeper cell.
Of killing.
Yeah, dude.
But specifically one memory in a cabin somewhere in the mountains.
Fuck stuff.
Fuck stuff.
Ario balls deep in Psycho.
Oh, God.
What? You mean Sato?
Oh, God.
Seiko and four people bound. And she says, "So you have a couple choices. You can either kill one of them and save the other three, kill none of them, and I kill them all and kill you, or kill them all yourself. Really your choice."
Some Skyrim shit.
"You took the knife and you killed one. And then the next. And then the next. And then the next." In your memory, you only remember killing the first. But now you see killing all of them. The next thing that you remember. "So there's one thing that you must do before you can really join our order. The one that took you in? That dragonborn? Kill her." Your memory flashes and you're at the temple. A night where Fen was on patrol alone. You began to sneak up behind her, raise the knife, and then your hands started to shake. You couldn't bring yourself to do it. Then you went into hiding. And all of a sudden, you are back with her pulling you very close. "Don't fuck this up."
I pull my knife and touch it to her stomach. I thought I forgot that.
"You did. But I brought it back. There are other things you don't remember I could bring back, too."
Put the knife away, and I'm just, hands on both sides of her shoulders, just kind of push her slightly off, and I'm gone.
"You have to complete the contract sooner or later." She slinks back to the crowd. The rest of you are able to leave, and the party moves out into the hellscape.
I'm definitely going to go say bye to Steven and stuff first, but yeah.
Just in case you don't come back. Cool. So you go over. So what's going on?
we're going to go save the world, you know.
Okay, that's cool. Can I come?
No. No.
Do you remember the
See,
library?
I can go outside right now because I have, like, just call it dragon shit, and I won't die, but you would probably be incinerated if you left right now.
Just immediately.
How do I get dragon shit?
Keep that prestidigitation coming.
Okay, I'll practice.
Don't let the food go bad. Y'all finish the chili and just serve it to whoever. Obviously, yourselves first, but if there's anything left, just give it to, you know.
Community service.
They're good-looking people.
Okay, I can do that. Yeah.
Cool.
I'll do it.
Show them your balls, too.
Okay.
Wow them, Steven. People need something to look at these days.
That's especially not, balls.
That's not liquid hot magma.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. Hey, doing good, champ.
Good luck.
Don't drink, okay? Bye.
Good luck, Balthazar.
Thanks, buddy. I got it. We already saved the world. It just needs to happen in-game.
What?
Nothing.
Slinks into the crowd. Does anyone else want to say goodbyes or anything like that to anyone here?
I already did my part.
All right. Then the party steps out beyond the barrier into the tepid hellscape in front of you. The gas is heavy and you can feel just such a weight on your shoulders from just the atmosphere. So dense compared. And as you breathe in the first couple times, it stings your lungs, but you can still breathe.
I immediately grab the little flexible material mask from my neck and just kind of place it up over the mouth.
Okay.
Fucking nerd.
Where are you guys going to go? They told you which of the shrines it was at, but you can move around the city.
I feel like we should go that direction, though. That's our MO.
Where is Tazfield's workshop in reference to that?
It's nearby. You'd have to make a little bit of a detour, but it's nearby.
We got a few hours before this spell wears off, so I mean...
We should make a detour.
Already.
I swore an oath, okay? Right. Protecting as many people as I can.
I'm always a follower in this party. I don't give a fuck. Like, it's fine. Y'all, we figured it out this far.
So as the party begins to move, you start to notice something. There are eyes of the dragon moving around the city.
The fuck? How are they doing
that? What the fuck?
How in the shit?
How close?
Yeah.
Not super close, but they're moving around the city.
Do they see us?
They're not expecting anyone, so they're not really looking. Right now, they don't, but it might be worth it to move stealthily.
Okay.
Yeah, stealth.
Okay.
Fuck me.
Ooh, yeah. With a nat 20.
What up? I got a 17.
With disadvantage?
I rolled a 17 and an 18.
Nice. So, what is Sato's roll?
I just got that god tier roll, nat 20 plus 8,
28. 28 for Sato. And then Fen, with 17. Your skill, 17. And then Ariel,
I got
stealth.
An 18.
18?
He's stealth.
Also nat 20
plane.
Plus 4.
All right, so.
Yeah. We're stealthy as fuck, y'all.
You guys start to move through. One of you does test something where, like, areas where there are active hot flows of magma, and at this point it's lava since it's flowing, touching, still shouldn't stand in it. Still shouldn't stand in lava.
Generally speaking.
Fair enough.
That's a good rule. That's a good rule.
When you do find that when it has stopped flowing, you can kind of walk on top of it.
Like just, when it gets that little black crusty?
Yeah. But... When it is orange and hot, you still can't really stand on it or walk on
it. So if we do find one of those spots, just dash the fuck over it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Be quick about it.
Well, you can. Clunk, 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 clunk.
So are you going directly to the... Are you going to go directly to the shrine? Or are you going to make that detour?
I want Tazvo.
Yeah. I want to make the detour.
Want to make the detour?
Yeah.
So heading over that direction... Luckily, while there is magma burning the buildings, that back alley is relatively unharmed. And since the trapdoor was built up a little bit, the magma that has started to harden into rock, you can still get into the workshop.
Cool.
You notice that the workshop lock is broken, though, and the door is slightly askew.
Fuck.
Drawing my weapon and going in.
Yeah, I'm following. Maybe I should go first.
The inside of the workshop is wrecked. It looks like things have been rummaged through. There are devices missing all over. And a couple of things that you notice. You remember there were some, like, rebreathers, even though you don't really know what it is. That entire rack is gone. All of those are gone. There are a few things around, but it seems like they couldn't manage to break the lock on the back door into that, like, little back area where she'd been working on the engine before.
I'm going to go knock on the door. Tazva, are you in there?
There's no response.
Tazva, it's Sato.
No response.
Man, I should have taken knock.
The lock looks like it could be picked.
Yeah, and I can attempt to break it down if you don't get it.
Just break it.
Okay, I'm gonna attempt to break the door down.
Roll a strength check.
Cool. 20.
Okay, so with a few good kicks and a couple well-placed slashes from the sword, you manage to break the lock and get the door open. On going inside, this area is untouched, and there's this like really large metal block just sitting on like a workbench with parts all over strewn around. There are notes on the side. There's like one of those conspiracy webs.
Oh my god, but that's incredible.
The different things that are connected on it are different blueprints and things like that, like trying to connect how they all fit together. And I mean, it looks as messy as her speech pattern in here, with the like mind working too fast for the mouth, or in this case, it looks like with her work to catch up. One other thing that each of you notice is there is like one little area of like side projects, it almost looks like. And upon quickly scanning over the notes, it looks like she was working on some things for the four of you.
I swear to God, she's down to cry. I'm going to start yelling, Tazva.
Tazva!
Yeah.
God!
There's no response, but it actually looks like a few of the things are done. There's this wand, it almost looks like.
I was going to say, a dragon's head. Dragon powers! Fuck!
There's this wand dressed with all these, like, rather opulent, like, little baubles. Like, it almost looks like smaller versions of your Fushigi dolls.
Cute!
Or Fushigi balls. And it has a couple different things, and then a base with a gear on it, like a flared base, you know?
Yeah.
Made into the shape of a little gear. And, I mean, that looks like it's meant for BTB.
Cool. Does it look done?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Oh, did you go with us?
Sure, why not? I'm not gonna fucking stand out there with those assholes moving around.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There is also there's a helmet there with some sort of magical aura going over it. And the only reason you can tell is that with the gas and everything else that's flooding through everything, the magic is pretty obvious for what is magical and what is not. And there's a magical aura over this helmet, as well as this ring. The ring is in the shape of a brain, while the helmet is a pretty standard samurai helmet. The helmet doesn't, however, look like it was meant for Fen, because there is one that was... There's a gauntlet, dragonborn-sized, with different little... There are gears, cogs on it, and the symbol of the Justicar on the gauntlet. Based on the notes, it looks like it was meant to help power up your strength and your strikes with your katanas.
And maybe it has like a little tag with a heart on it.
In the notes, it's really just technical designs is what you're getting that from, but it seems like that was really meant for you, Fen.
Does it look done, or...?
You're not entirely sure.
I'm gonna take it anyway.
So, putting it on... the gauntlet fits over your right arm, and when you start to move around a little bit, it looks like it starts to power up, and then you see a couple puffs of steam come out of it, and then it starts to move and work, and you can feel accelerated power within that arm. So now effectively any strength-based weapon you use is a +1.
Ooh. Awesome.
Oh.
Lose that new bow, too.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Jerk skills on point.
BTB. The wand is a wand of the war mage +1.
is my first real magic boy, so sounds cool. I'll look it up.
Wand of the War Mage gives you
plus It's like a plus one weapon, but for spells.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
So your spell makes the spell save go up, doesn't it?
It does.
So your spell save just went up as well as your chance now, to hit.
Now, the ring and the helmet, you're not quite sure what those do, but you can make the decision between the two of you who's going to take what.
I'm so, just Sato, curious Ariel. What the helmet does. I'm just going to pop it on my head.
So you put it on and then looking around, all of a sudden, like you make eye contact with BTB and you start to hear in your head just, huh, I wonder what the hell this little like one thing he does. Like, can I make things
Shut up.
Work? And that's... And he's definitely not saying anything. You just hear that.
I'm really confused. I look at Ariel.
And you start to hear surface thoughts. I don't know what Ariel would be thinking in this situation.
Gross sobbing.
Fucking barren then, wasteland.
No, oh my God. I know.
No, have you seen those? Have you heard those?
It's
those
just things Green where it's Day. Like,
no, have you heard those where it's Shut the audio like hosts where it's like this song playing in another room? Have you seen those or like heard them?
I haven't.
They do a lot where it's like this song playing in another room, and it literally just sounds like you're sitting somewhere and you can just hear really loudly from like two rooms over somebody really, like playing music. Mm-hmm. That's basically what it is. Like, it's just like quiet, except like two rooms over, you can hear somebody playing My Chemical Romance. That's it.
So right. Just really distant emo music.
Yes, exactly.
That's what you hear.
I am human, I'm and like, I mean to be loved. Like the Smiths, how soon is now?
Just the sad
I'm
shit.
The sun and I'm the just like, air.
So yeah, that's what Sada hears.
Yeah,
like I feel sad now.
And then I like slowly. If
I just direct my attention at Fen, like, what's going on here?
Oh gosh.
Are you saying that or
yes?
So he's actually saying that out loud. What's going on here?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're in a room.
What do you mean? What are you thinking?
What?
What are you thinking? He is reading your mind with his
Wait,
helmet.
You don't know that.
No, I just started talking
just,
out loud.
I'm pointing it out.
No, the like, question no, looking at you what is know. What is Fen no, thinking in this situation?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm like, oh, this is a really cute gauntlet. Too bad fucking Taz was dead. Like, I'm just really fucking sad.
I feel even worse yeah. now.
He goes back to Ariel, listening to that shit. He looks down at his hands like a dagger, getting ready. Like, fuck.
I'm just gonna stare at BTB like, okay, it's safe there.
I just go, God, I hope it's real this time.
So, you also are...
Wow.
Then look back at my wand. This thing's cool, though.
Wait. What is your spellcasting ability?
Dead.
Which one?
Well, what's your spellcasting ability? Like, what stat do you
wisdom.
Use to...
Oh, yeah,
is it wisdom?
Oh, wisdom, yeah. That's plus one wisdom.
Oh, okay.
I got all
then...
three of you to say wisdom.
So you also realize that you can, like, thinking about it a little bit, you can turn that off and, like, silence again.
Okay.
Or just look back at Ariel.
Yeah. You can just hear music from two rooms over.
Actually, I'm going to try to focus on turning it back on again, and I'm going to hand Ariel the ring and say, put this on.
Okay.
And then I just kind of like focus.
You're just hearing it love my way.
And then as soon as Ariel puts the ring on, and it just cuts out.
Oh.
Ariel, take the ring off again.
I give him a weird look, and I take it off.
And the music
it's
comes
a new
back
road.
In.
Now put it back
I
on.
I follow.
Cut.
Wash away your tears, my
again?
Love, and put on your
face.
Now
he's just
saying.
I hand it to you. All right. Put this on real quick.
Why? What is it?
Just do it.
Okay.
Trust me.
Starting to think, like, man, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah.
Stupid. Cut.
Oh, shit. That's really cool.
Okay, can I see the ring again?
I'm going to hand it to him.
And I'm going to try it one more time with BTB. Just put this on for 2 seconds.
This fucking guy. Out loud. You hear it mirrored inside.
Like I hear you're it thinking twice. It and you're yeah. saying it.
Just, no, it's just like, this fucking guy. No, I'm gonna say it. This fucking guy.
I'll take it.
Just put it on for 2 seconds. Okay, cool.
Take it off. Fucking dumb cunt. Interior only.
Alright, so I think you guys have figured out what these do.
As far as I can tell, they waste time.
Only she realizes what the ring does.
Right.
From what I can tell, this helmet lets me read minds. And this ring keeps me from doing that.
I take that ring and I immediately
put it on.
The music stops.
Hey, if anybody has horrible jerk thoughts, it's me. You have to loan that to me sometimes.
So, you guys have these items, but Tazva is nowhere to be found.
Yeah. She just said she was going back to the shop.
Do like an insight or something like that? Try to see if she was at least there, or...
Sure, roll a survival check.
Okay.
Try to survive.
Here we go. It's a 17.
Noice.
20.
7. Or 20.
7. minus 10.
So I got you.
So, looking around in the shop, it looks like she was working on things over on this little workbench and then moved over towards the door because she closed and locked the door. Then there was the struggle out in the main area and she was taken away. There's no body, so you can't tell if she died or not, but there's also no blood.
Are you telling this to us? Did gnomes bleed? What the fuck, dude? It's the
first one I met.
That's fair. First gnome he's ever met.
Are you telling us this or are you just...
I'm looking around, everything like that. I'm trying to see what's going on. And then I turn to Finn with like a kind of a grin. And I just say, Tazva might be alive.
Where?
I don't know yet. We're going to have to find out. She might be with the eyes of the dragon.
I just stare at Finn right now. Is like all I'm hearing is screaming and
internally. No, it's just like fireworks.
I'm all out of love. So lost without you. I know you were
okay,
right.
I'm turning it off.
All right, so...
I'm depressed enough as is right now.
Yeah.
The party begins to move away, I'm assuming?
Yeah. In the workshop, can I make, like, an investigation check? All you gave us was that she might be alive.
Yeah.
Can I see if there was any sign of, like, a struggle?
There was obviously a struggle.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Don't even roll for that shit.
When we get out, shit at this, but I want to see if I can see, like... if they went in a certain direction or something like that.
Here's the problem with that.
Your path is covered by...
lava? Yeah.
By, like, water. So, no. Unfortunately, there's no way to really tell which way they went from
it
here.
It happened before all this shit. Okay.
Let's just go in the direction of some of these homies. I mean...
Couldn't I do my primeval awareness?
Primeval awareness allows you to detect creatures and things like that. You can't really be like, I want to find Tazva, and now, like, with my mind powers, no, it's...
I was about to say, I could use that and find a group of them, but then I realized I can't even locate them. I just know that they're there.
Is the helmet vision-based? Or does it work through walls?
I don't know,
actually.
Only one
way to find out.
I'm gonna go out into a more open area, and I'm gonna... turn that helmet's ability back on. I'm just going to start looking in a direction.
Just start thinking.
Just in a direction.
In a direction? And you're not really getting anything.
I'm going to look towards the shrine that we need to go to anyways and see if I can find anything there.
No.
Okay, so probably vision-based.
And then just shut it off and...
start walking the direction of the shrine?
Well, we have nothing else to do at the time being.
Yeah.
Okay. So as the party moves your way towards the shrine, you start to see that there is a much heavier presence of the Eyes of the Dragon. And let me get a perception check from, say, Sato, because I feel like Sato might be taking point on stealthing a little closer.
Mm-hmm. What do you want?
Perception.
Oh, yeah, perception?
He has it.
10.
Just a flat 10 for Sato?
Did you get here?
Okay. So moving closer, you can see that it looks like the bones of Yogan Suryu are still on their kind of parade float. However, there are sections of it missing. Sections of the bones missing right now. And there is...
Do I see any of the Eyes of the Dragon like parading off in a direction?
There's actually a group of Eyes of the Dragon and a rather large group of about 20 of them. Currently holding a very big box and carrying that away.
I'm going to inform the group very quietly that we need to follow that box.
So, as the party begins to move that direction, you hear a voice that you recognize. Just, I don't understand why you're doing this. Please, you can stop it. With the bones, we might be able to actually make something happen. Please.
What direction?
Different direction from where the bones are going.
common.
Sounds like a nearby building, and it's the voice of Tazfa.
I'm going to go quietly investigate.
I follow suit.
So what you see is Tazfa tied to a chair inside a building with another gnome sitting behind a desk, and there are a few other Eyes of the Dragon around, pretty heavily armored. And you notice that most of these Eyes of the Dragon are wearing those rebreathers.
Again, how many?
In this room, 8 plus the other gnome and Tazfa.
And I'm going to sneak back to our group and say, Tazza's being held captive in there. There's 8 Eyes of the Dragon in there.
We don't stand a chance.
They have the rebreathers, which I'm assuming lets them move around here a little bit better. But
if we can,
there's also another gnome that's not tied up up there.
It's Tazva's sister, probably.
Isn't
she tied up, but Tazva is?
Well, because she's working for the Eyes of the Dragon.
Them. That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I just remember that part.
And Sato just like, fuck, I forgot. Jesus. Okay.
I'm having memory issues right now.
Elders. Yeah, I mean, fair enough, you are.
I mean,
I'm having a serious crisis of identity, so.
That's fair.
I want to go. I mean, did Tazfa look like she was any real danger, or?
Tazfa looked fine, but
she was hurt. Like, she'd definitely been hit. She had a black eye and some other. It looked like she was.
Are you telling me this?
This is up to Sato whether to tell or not, but she didn't look like she was fine. She was tied to a chair and beaten.
She's definitely stationary.
Okay, I'm definitely going to let her know. And, so we're doing this?
If there's some way we can get at least a couple of those Eyes of the Dragon away from Tazfa, I have one of the grenades.
Ario, roll a perception check.
Here we go. Perceive!
It's a 9,
10, 11,
12.
A
12? 12, yeah.
Okay. You hear a voice that you recognize.
Buddy making friends.
Yeah.
Coming from a different direction. Another building across from the shrine, you recognize what sounds like Uncommon calling for help.
God damn!
I just love you so much, I thought you'd die.
But I can't date you, okay?
Can't save you because I love you.
Yeah.
Fuck!
It's good use of a yell.
Yeah, it is. It's good. It's
you
good.
Peaked on all 3 tracks still.
Fuck, deal with my sweaty palms.
So.
Well,
as soon as I hear that, I perk up and I look back at them and I look at where I heard on what I think is Uncommon. I look back at them. I just say, I'm so sorry, and I run.
You run that direction?
Ariel, no! Get
the
back here!
What the fuck are you doing?
I know what side quest I want, not that one.
So, Ariel sprints through the shrine, and not even trying to be stealthy about it.
As he's running away...
Oh, shit, I forgot about the shrine. Damn.
As he's running away, because I got some distance on this one, He will turn invisible.
You're going to turn him invisible.
He's a dumbass. He's going to get himself killed. Yes.
Okay, so as you're running, all of a sudden you just can't see your arms anymore.
I don't care.
You also stop making sound, don't you?
No.
Nope.
No, you still make sound.
You are invisible. So as you run over, I need to check one thing real quick. Oh, actually.
I need my ass kicked again.
Whose fault is that?
It's my fault. I know it's my fault. It just seems like something Ariel will do.
So as you begin to run that direction, the magma that had started to harden starts to break under your feet, and one of the Eyes of the Dragon blows a whistle, and everyone goes on to high alert. Sato, actually it would be all 3 of you, start to hear the gnome bark a couple of orders. The important one being, execute all the prisoners, get ready to leave.
Fuck!
What's this? A cliffhanger? It can't be. Well, you know, they do say that 13 is an unlucky number. Let's hope luck is with Vicious and Delicious next week on Character Flaw.